This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
In the state of Oregon, major, major victory. How did we do that? Well, part of it, the radio had to do with it. We mobilized thousands of people, and we asked the people in our rallies who attended committee hearings, how did you hear about this? Radio Movimiento. That's how we got here. So it's a powerful tool. It's benefited us, and we want to be able to share that with other community organizations, because prior to us having this radio, we didn't know anything.
We have to leave it there, but we'll certainly continue to follow this issue. Jeff Rousset with Prometheus Radio Project, Ramon Ramirez with PayCoon, the largest Latino organization in Oregon. That does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Renee Fell, Sarah Monte, Nermeen Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Masood, Rabbi Karen, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield, I'm Amy Goodman, Lufong Gonzalez, thanks for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8 o'clock. Coming up next is Voices from the Edge Talk Radio with host Joanne Hardesty. Today's topic will be the U.S. Senate special elections in Massachusetts and New Jersey. Why should we care about Massachusetts and New Jersey, one might ask? Tune in and find out, but we will have a slight delay. We're going to listen to Bob Marley while Joanne fights traffic.
Our listeners in Corvallis and Albany will be happy to hear that we have replaced the failed translator and installed a brand new translator. KBOO's new frequency for Corvallis, Albany, and Philomath is 104.3.
Navigator Report, June 14, 2013. Recently, I announced a renewed effort to both survey the community to better understand what they want and need from their community radio station and to recruit many more financially supporting and voting members. Today, we launched the first survey in this campaign. True to KBOO's mandate to serve the underserved, and knowing that thousands in the greater Portland metro area have no access to progressive talk radio since the demise of KPOJ last winter, we are asking the question, would you like to hear the Tom Hartman Show Monday through Friday on KBOO? What does this mean in terms of airtime to meet the needs of the outcast liberal progressives in Portland? 15 hours out of the 168 hours, KBOO is on the air each week. Please go to kboo.fm and look for Tom Hartman on KBOO, then take this two-question survey. If you are not currently a member, please join us today. Pass the link along to others. We need to hear from the entire community if we are to make informed decisions. Please understand that this is only an informational gathering survey to guide possible future programming changes. Please contact me if you have questions or concern. My door is always open. This has been KBOO Station Manager, Development Director, Executive Director, and ever-watchful navigator, Lynn Fitch. Thanks.
Sing it, brother. The stone that the builder refused. for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. This is Joanne Hardesty, and this morning we want to talk about upcoming U.S. Senate races. As you may not be aware, because, you know, we're enjoying summer now, that there will be two special elections for the United States Senate within the next 30 days, in fact. There will be one that will take place in Massachusetts. And as you may know, the Massachusetts race the Massachusetts race is because Senator John Kerry is no longer Senator John Kerry. He went to become Secretary of State. And Governor Deval Patrick chose his former chief of staff, Mo Cohen, to serve as interim U.S. Senate. There will be a special election. It will take place June 25th in Massachusetts. And the one question is whether or not that, even though it's a safe Democratic seat, will in fact that happen. The other special election is the election that's happening in New Jersey that people, I'm sure, have heard the most about. This is the one where New Jersey Governor Chris Christie decided there should be a special election a month before the regular election in September. So on August 13th, there will be a special election in New Jersey for the U.S. Senate seat. And in New Jersey, the Senate seat, Governor Christie appointed the New Jersey Attorney General Jeffrey Shias to fill the Senate seat, and he will not be running for election. And so you may know that the current Senate has 51 Democrats, 47 Republicans, one independent, and one independent Democrat, whatever that is, who now caucus with the Democratic caucus. And so we have the potential. So the question is whether or not these special U.S. Senate races will actually provide enough of a margin that the U.S. Senate will actually be able to do the people's work. That is the big question. You want to join me in this conversation? Give me a call at 503-231-8187. We know that our U.S. senators have been in high form today, actually over the last couple of weeks, especially as it relates to the spying on U.S. citizens. We know that I am so thrilled that Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley have been at the forefront of that effort. But I think someone already wants to talk about the special election. Hello, Leslie. Welcome to KBOO.
Hi, good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Senators Wyden and Merkley have been amazing on the NSA issue, and I just want to thank them for that. And also wanted to talk about the New Jersey election, what a fraud and waste of money it is. It's a $24 million election that the winner will only be in office for, a couple of months until the next.
Until the term
up for election again.
That's right. His term will end again in January of 2015.
And Chris Christie, the governor, is crying about how he has to cut schools to the bone, how he has to cut aid to families, how he has to cut the state health care programs because there's not enough money in their coffers. And then he's going to spend $24 million on an election so someone can hold office for a month or two.
Well, and it seems that, why do you think he did that? It was all politics, I think.
I've heard that it was basically a political move that he wanted to ensure that the Republicans held power, and this was a maneuver that would allow them to do so, that would make the person, the Republican running for the important election a few months from now, it would put them in a better place to win, as opposed to just having it, putting an interim person in place. I think that it was simply a political move from what I've read. And I want to say one final thing. Okay. I can listen to Tom Hartman online. I don't need to listen to Tom Hartman on KBOO.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a great day. 503-231-8187. Do you agree with our previous caller? Is the New Jersey race just a political maneuver? I certainly have heard that Chris Christie did not want to be on the same ballot as Booker, who is running for the U.S. Senate. And I don't understand why that was. But I guess it's because I'm not as in tune to politics in New Jersey as I should be, maybe. The Massachusetts race, however, I think makes more sense. I mean, when John Kerry was nominated to be the Secretary of State. Now, I even wonder why he's Secretary of State. I have to say that that was the easiest confirmation in the history of this Congress, was John Kerry for Secretary of State. So I guess when Congress picks out Secretary of State, they're much more ready to allow that particular person to be to get through confirmation with no problem at all. But I certainly also want to take a moment again to just say that I think our congressional delegation has done probably the best work of their political career during this NSA activity that we've been discussing. I'm going to go back to the phone line. Hello, Spring. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey, Joanne. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty fine. How about you?
I really can't complain a whole lot, personally, but you know, I'm calling because I have a huge issue with the way they were, you were stuck in traffic, and so, you know,
right.
We got to hear some more wonderful reggae.
Right.
More, always. But the way the character announced it was as if that's the choice. The wonderful music or some hard news with Tom Hartman.
Oh, really?
I want Tom Hartman. I'm offline for 4.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually quite happy not being online. I'll go back online when I do, but I also don't have cable TV in my home. Anyway, you know, that's a rotten choice. I want both. I want it all.
Well, I don't
deserve it all, you know.
Yes, I don't blame you. Well, I am so sorry. You know, this morning I was stuck in traffic and my trusty engineer decided music would be a great way to ease people into waiting a little bit for me. But did he tell you that it was either music or Tom Hartman?
Yes. Listen up, because it may be going away. Because the trade-off with Tom Hartman, not those exact words, but that's basically what he said.
Well, I do know that there is a poll out now asking people if they want Tom Hartman on KBOO.
Yeah, I was one of the first people to respond to Lynn on the 14th. So anyway, the other thing I want to say is, you know, when our legislators are being diligent, which they should all be, we want to respond and let them know how wonderful they are.
That's true, especially for me and Wyden. Because
they're not that exceptional. One would hope that they would all be doing their job. They're doing their job. You know what I mean?
Yes, I absolutely agree with that.
That is just the whole thing. They're doing their job. We want to give them support and let them know that's why they're there. That's why we vote for them. Okay, so that's what I have to say, hon. And happy great day, and let's keep all of it coming. And, you know, one of my nieces was interviewed by Tom Hartman twice.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not online, I had to go over to family to, you know, get in on that whole thing. But anyway,
right.
She lives in New York. And I want it here. I think Tom Hartman should be here. You know, the other thing is, what's their faces? Professor West and
Cornell
Miley.
West? Dr. Cornell?
Their show, which has never been broadcast here, and was taken off the air. And we've never had their show.
Well, thank you so much.
They're not even allowed on the air anymore. So bring them back and bring them here, and I love you all.
Love you, too. Thank you so much for your call.
You bet.
Boy, it sounds like Steve riled folks up this morning. Man, you leave, you get, you're a little delayed about 6 minutes, and all of a sudden, there's heck to pay. We're going to go back to the phone line. Hello, Brian. Welcome to KBOO this morning.
Hey, good morning, Joanne. How are you guys doing?
We are fabulous. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Well, you know, it's nice to know, and it's nice to hear that our interests in Congress are doing well. You know, but
well, I wouldn't go that far.
They're going to get a silver star, not a gold star. And I think we should. I think they should wear it on their forehead. You know, and isn't it nice that the huge amounts of money these guys make, they can make it and not represent us. And
yes,
and they have a 10% up from 6% when Bush was in. They have a 10% approval rate.
Oh, so it's getting better.
4 points, you know. And, I mean, you know, the problem is it's not Chris Christie, which, I mean, I will never give anybody any credit who is a Republican. Sorry about that. I'm a diehard. But, you know, the bottom line goes, you know, I mean, everybody's going, well, it's $24 million on this special election for a few months. You know, the thing is it's infuriating. But this seems to be business as usual. And what are we expecting out of this, you know, 11% approval rating?
Right.
You know, that's my thing. And Obama, God love him. I don't care what anybody says, God love him. You know, the thing about it is he's not going to get anything done. You know, I mean, that's just been the mandate of the Republican Party. And it seems to be that the Democrats, through special interests, you know, and they have their own, are following lockstep, you know, and come and compromise to the point with the Republican Party where it really doesn't matter who's in there.
Well, and I think you raise a really valid point. I mean, it seems to be really clear that under the Democratic Congress, we expanded some of the most egregious laws that Bush put in. And we complain loudly when Bush did it. But then when the Democrats did it, people were silent.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, it comes down to the fact we're rational, really rational people. And I'm fairly rational. I can't say I'm really rational, but I'm fairly rational. I mean, we have... And I know where Ralph Nader said this, and I'm not a big Nader fan because of his delivery is so brash and so rough. But it's like, he's like, how much are we going to take? I mean, when is a tipping point for us at this point? And my whole thing is like, you know, these people in Congress, no matter who elects them and what happens, they are just not acting in our public interest. And, you know, Joanne, there's laws against this. I mean, you know, there's policies. And at the very least, at the bottom of the ladder, unfortunately, are ethics. You know, and we don't seem to be following them.
No, it's absolutely true. And so let me give you a great example. Like Senator Wyden, I've been a big critic of Senator Wyden, A, because he doesn't live in Oregon anymore, and B, because... around health care reform, the bill that he was pushing was really, 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 really bad. And I just couldn't figure out why he would be pushing something that would be so egregiously bad. And then, of course, it's not rocket science, right? You know, you look at the lobbyists who give them money to seek reelection, and then you realize why they're pushing the kind of legislation that they're pushing. I will say with the NSA, Wyden's been raising questions for years about wiretapping and accessing information. And so he's been really consistent because of his position on the Intelligence Committee.
Well, exactly. And you know, just because they do one or two good things once in a while doesn't mean they're competent.
Right. Well, and doesn't mean that ultimately they're looking out for our best interests.
And, you You know, I have one more word on a positive note of encouragement.
Okay.
You know, and this is, I'd like to say this if I could.
All right.
You know, when I, and I'm in medical, and, you know, when I disagree, and I disagree with, you know, the healthcare system in our country, period, and I ask doctors right to their face, I say, how can you live with yourself?
Right.
And I say, and I use the M word. I say, does your mother know that she raised you? Did your mother raise you to be like this? And I mean, are these reflective of your values? I mean, how do you sleep at night? But do you tell your mother all the things that happen? And you know, a lot of them react very strongly. And if I need to go further, I bring up the mortality, infant mortality rates, and you know, the incredible expense, and you know, a lot of them, and I, sometimes I go to the point I say, you should be ashamed of yourself. And that's what I think we need to do with all of, a lot of our people in power, is say, you are not doing your job, and you are actually a detriment to the system that we live in. You know, I think if enough of us say that to them, and each other, that we could actually make some progress. Well, anyway, you have a good day.
Thank you. You do the same. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Joanne.
Have a great one. 503-231-8187. Does the U.S. Senate get better or worse with these two special elections in the next month? Call and give us your opinion. Hello, Joe. Welcome to KBOO. Jim. Jim.
Is it me?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Forgive me if I appear to be veering slightly off topic, but I'd like to contribute a point of view on a topic that was raised by one of your listeners involving Tom Hartman
coming
to KBOO. May I?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Tom Hartman, I mean, he's a splendid commentator, etc., but he is a water carrier and apparatchik of the Democratic Party, and that is one camel whose nose you don't want snuffling under KBOO's tent. Case in point, WBAI in New York City, a Pacific station, underwent a coup a good number of years ago in which Amy Goodman was thrown off the air and with some other hosts, and it never was publicly confirmed, but it was highly suspected that elements of the Democratic Party were significantly involved in altering the station's format, etc. And the intended effect was presumably to eliminate a thorn in the side of the corporate media, and also to, the station was occupying a piece of bandwidth like your station is that is extremely valuable, and once the station was in controversy and eventually it came to a situation near bankruptcy, they would be eliminated from the air. Pacifica weighed in favor of Amy Goodman because she and some of the other hosts who were bounced off the air were the persons who drew the largest contributions to Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of Amy Goodman organized a situation which got her started online, Democracy Now! In exile, and that's when she rather gained some leverage to get back to Pacifica. And that's the history of that situation. However, I'll sum up. The whole concept of having an agent, forgive the term, of the Democratic Party displacing hosts on your program who are highly popular is not a good idea. I don't know who's forwarding these agenda, but I think listeners should be aware that this is a significant issue, and everybody should have an opportunity to weigh in.
Yes.
On air and without a gatekeeper selecting the questions and presumably getting rid of some of them, and allowing the listenership to speak directly. And thank you for allowing me your time.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your call.
I am a dedicated supporter of this station.
And we appreciate that. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
503-231-8187 is the number to call. Two special U.S. Senate elections are coming up. Hello, Heidi. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey, Joan. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Glad you got there safely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two things. I just want to sort of echo what the gentleman just said. I don't know all the particulars of the background of what he was talking about, but I was a longtime listener of Tom Hartman.
Right.
But I did see a shift in some of the corporate sponsorship, and I am actually involved in the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement with Palestine solidarity activists around the world. And one of the sponsors that I heard at the end of his show was SodaStream. And I encourage folks to look up. There are some horrible things that are happening with that company. And the reason why I bring this up is because I think you have to pay attention to the sponsors of a show. I look at Tabitha Smiley, love him, but Walmart, and I know it's a PBS station, but like I think that's very problematic because that seems that it doesn't go in line with all the things that Tabitha Smiley says that he stands for. Same thing with Tom Hartman. So I think even if we like a speaker, we should look at who they're allowing. You know, they're attaching their name to that. Even if they say, oh, it's the corporation saying it has to sponsor that, we should look at who they're aligning themselves with. And lastly, the thing I wanted to mention, you know, we're talking about elections. Everybody's pissed off. There's all these things happening around the world. Tonight, there's an event at PSU, and I'll repeat it a couple of times so folks can get in on it. We're having an event called Low-Wage America Strikes Back. And this is sponsored by the International Socialist Organization. We do a lot of great organizing and community conversation. It's a chance for folks to come and voice their concern. And for people who are trying to fight, you know, that the 1% doesn't give a crap about, basically, for lack of a better way to say it, and that for people to start talking and organizing in really effective, powerful ways. And so when we all come together collectively, it's a place to start. So that is tonight at PSU at 6:30 p.m. in Smith 294. Again, it's PSU, 6:30 p.m., Smith 294, Low-Wage America Strikes Back. I think that we all have to start somewhere, and I just wanted to put that out in this community forum. And I love what you guys do. I love KBOO, and Joanne, you rock. So thank you for your show.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your call. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye, Joanne.
Bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. It sounds like we are shifting from talking about special U.S. Senate elections to Tom Hartman, whether he should or whether he should not have a program on KBOO. Seems to be what is coming up. But anyway, so the elections will both happen. One will happen actually within a couple of weeks, which is the one that's in Massachusetts. We will see what the results of that one is. I really don't understand the logic behind New Jersey's Christie actually having a special election a month before the regular election, especially as has been pointed out earlier, they both will be $26 million apiece, they're cutting lots of services because they say they don't have money, yet the person who will fill this seat will still be running for office again next year because the seat expires in January of 2015. So we're going to go back to the phone line and talk to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning. Thanks for your show again.
You're welcome.
First of all, love Tom Hartman in his element, but there are so many, 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 many other sources out there that are just as good, and I think they belong in their own format. KBOO is an entity, local community entity. He's got some clout here because he was here for a second pre-election time with the commercial radio station. I love him, but guess what? I think it's wonderful that the gentleman brought up the Pacifica Radio deal with Bernstein and Amy Goodman and all those, the format being changed there and corporatized and centralized and all that. He didn't bring up probably the most important aspect of it locally with KBOO. is that there was a little vote put to the people and membership then. Should we, in alliance with other community radio stations and Pacifica around the country, threaten or stop carrying Democracy Now in protest? And people said, yes, 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 we will not stand for this. And that was, I'm sure, a big part of why this coup failed by, some inner top brass. And whether it was a Democratic Party or not, it was just not the way we want to do things. Anyway, we suffered through and struggled through and probably created a lot of new hosts and energy in the station when Democracy Now! Wasn't being aired every day of the weekday. But in the end, I forget how long it was, how many months it was of that boycott, basically. And guess what? We brought back Democracy Now!, and I think KBOO is stronger than ever. Thank you.
Thank you. I understand that Reggae Bob is going to be subbing for the Reggae Show today at 2. I just love, love, love KBOO's reggae program. So I will be tuning in to Reggae Bob today. We've got several callers on the line. Hello, Dan. Welcome to KBOO. Are we talking the U.S. Senate race, or do you have something else on your mind?
No, I want to talk about radio issues, if I might.
Man, this has turned into a show about Tom Hartman. I don't know how that happened. I didn't want to talk about Tom Hartman. What do you want to talk about?
The listeners are taking over here.
apparently they are, yeah. I'm just a conduit. Tell me what's on your mind.
Can you answer one question, and then I'll make a comment, please? Is Hartman, by the way, is no great shakes. He's pretty... pallid stuff to a large degree. But is it proposed that he be on in the afternoon? Is that correct?
So the only thing I know, and I'm just a host, is that
right.
There is a survey out asking people if they wanted Tom Hartman and asking people to vote. And so you can vote on KBOO's website, yes or no. My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
my comment, if I might.
Okay.
By no means should the wonderful and very diverse and very localized morning programs be removed. They are absolutely fantastic and extremely diverse, if you know, and let a thousand flowers bloom. But paradoxically, it seems odd to me, and I don't know of any other station in America, not that I'm an expert, but for all of a sudden a station to go, and don't take this wrong, but a station to go from English to Spanish at the stroke of noon is very disorienting to the listeners, and you wonder how many Spanish-speaking listeners are brought in and the like, and it's... it's a sort of a jury-rigged system with no consistent afternoon identity, and I'm wondering how well that serves, and I'm sure KBOO's folks know the actual listenership in the afternoon.
Well, I think it's a good idea for a station to ask questions. No move has been made. The question is out there. The public has the opportunity to weigh in, and so that's what's happening.
Decisions. Real quick.
I'll just say real quick. Okay.
You gotta preserve the Monday to Friday morning programming. It's fantastic.
Thank you. We appreciate that. You have
bye
a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay. I'm taking back over control of my show. Who else we got? Hello, Mark. Hello. Welcome to KBOO. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. I've been listening to you for years. You got a great show.
Well, thank you.
I wonder, I have this one question. How much is the Tom Hartman show going to cost KBOO? Is it for free, or?
It'd be free to KBOO, yes.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Won't cost the same money.
At any rate, I'm with the previous guy who said that we don't want to get rid of the morning programs, and so many programs have been axed at KBOO that I've noticed over the years that programs I've liked that have just disappeared, and
right.
People have just walked off Where's Ed Goldberg? Where's Blue Monday? Those people, you know, they moved to other stations, and there was a reason for it.
Well, you know, most of us are volunteers, and yeah. So, you know, volunteers can only volunteer for so long before they go on and do something else.
Yeah.
I love this station. I think it's healthy for the station to be having a conversation. Who do we want to be in the future? And so I thank you for being attuned. I thank you for voicing your opinion. And if you haven't done so, please go to KBOO.FM and vote and whether or not Tom Hartman should come to KBOO. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a great day. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Hello, Eric. Welcome to KBOO. Hi, Harry.
Yeah, Harry.
Hi, Harry. Sorry about that. How are you today?
Oh, just fine.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have a question about the Senate elections.
Oh, my goodness. My topic. Ah!
Well, question is, some states have election for an appointment. Other states, the governor appoints them.
That's true.
And the Republican Party has the way they keep power in the southern states is because majority of them, the governor appoints it. So when a senator wants to retire, he retires two years earlier.
That's right.
And then the governor appoints
him,
someone.
Right. That's right.
And then, wait a minute, he's an incumbent.
Right.
When the election comes,
that's
he
true.
Wins.
But, you know, Christie could have appointed someone to the open seat and with the commitment that they would not run, right, when the seat was up in 2015. He could have certainly done that.
Oh, is that a rule in New Jersey?
Well, he has the power to appoint or schedule a special election in New Jersey, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised he didn't appoint.
Well, my understanding is politically he didn't appoint because he didn't want Booker on the same ballot as him. Right, because he's on the ballot in September, so he didn't want Booker on the ballot with him at the same time because of some political stuff. But that was my understanding.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he could have. He certainly could have. The senator, the long-standing senator, died on June 3rd, and what I understand from Massachusetts is they have to hold. No, actually, I'm wrong. What I understand in New Jersey is they have to hold a special election within 120 days of the seat being vacated.
Oh. Okay.
So that's probably why he's doing that.
Okay. Well, that's the only question I had. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Hello, Mark. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey, this is a great program, and I really appreciate you being on KBOO, and everybody who calls in should be a member.
Yes, they should. Thank you.
We'll start with that. Maybe we can tie the Tom Hartman and the senatorial issues together.
I think we have. But what do you got?
Well, in terms of outreach, I suspect that it's great that we could bring in all different kinds of communities and peoples to keep them, you know, musically up to date, but also politically up to date, so we have better choices for folks who run for, you know, these senatorial elections, for instance.
Yes.
And I think KBOO does a great job of reaching out to those communities. And with respect to the survey, and so do you. I mean, you are, in a sense, one of KBOO's best representatives for that.
Well, thank you.
In respect to the survey that I took online in talking about KBOO's diversity and how we can help support our political, you know, infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
It basically says, do you want to see Tom Hartman, yes or no, and are you a KBOO member, yes or no? And a different way to do that, or the questions I ask, and people give me different answers, is, are you willing to see 15 ethnically diverse programs be canceled in exchange for having Tom Hartman come to KBOO during the programming week?
Ah.
Are you a member or not? And people think about that, and they realize that KBOO is the community radio station, and to cancel 15 programs that reach out to various communities may not be worth it.
Right.
And so I guess what I mentioned to you, and I know that you got a little bit commandeered, is if we're trying to, you know, support and strengthen the progressive political debate out there and have representatives who are really supporting us, do we need to continue to reach out to those communities, and are we restricted only to have a choice of Tom Hartman or ethnically diverse programming, or how do we use KBOO to help educate Portland to keep us progressive?
You know, what I think is wonderful about this, I won't even call it controversy, but this question that's out there about KBOO is that it really has the community thinking about what makes a strong community radio station, right? What are the components that bring, that keep a radio station that's been around 45 years really connected to the voices that aren't normally heard, right? And so I think this is a really healthy conversation for us to be having. It's a great time to be having it because KBOO is going through transition, and transition is not necessarily bad. And Tom Hartman, I mean, I like him, but he's not somebody I'd want to hear every day. It's like I can listen to him every once in a while, but it's not what I want to wake up to first thing in the morning is a shrill for the Democratic Party. Having said that, we're a community radio station, so it's really up to the community to decide. Just like when Amy Goodman came, I remember the big uproar. Oh my God, they're destroying KBOO. They're bringing Amy Goodman. Oh my gosh, we're never ever going to have local programming again. And we love Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman is good for KBOO, is good for the community, and we love having her here. So change is not necessarily bad, but hopefully the idea of change creates these kind of dialogues. So thank you. I really appreciate you listening. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you caring about what happens to KBOO.
Oh, absolutely. And hopefully we can get that kind of caring into our senatorial and congressional representatives.
Oh, you're smooth. I like that. That was smooth. Hopefully we can.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Who else do we have? Another Mark. Hello, another Mark.
Hi.
Marks are taking over today. How are you?
Yeah, it's Mark Day.
Yes, right.
Okay, well, my idea when I first heard about Tom Hartman coming to KBOO was what happened to Carl Wilson. Do you remember Carl Wilson?
No, I don't.
Well, Tom Hartman, of course, used to be on KPOJ.
Right.
And so was he was sort of replaced by Carl Wilson.
Oh, okay.
And Carl was more of a local. He was local, and it gave us a better perspective on what was going on in the state level and city level and, you know, with the mayor and all that.
Right.
He made a point of having all those people down there, you know, all the mayor candidates and all that.
Oh,
and
right.
Really was very educational. And he was, we don't know what happened to him. The question is what became of him, because they kind of shut off Air America off of KPOJ, turned it into a sports channel.
Right.
And then Carl disappeared, and nobody's heard from him again.
Oh.
And he was really great, and there were a lot of people, a lot of very smart people that listened to him and called a lot. And I think somebody should look him up. He lives in Portland, so.
Huh. Okay, Carl, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yes, I wish he would, because, and by the way, I love Chris Andre. I'm in love with Chris Andre.
Cool.
Okay, anyway,
all right.
That's all I got.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye now. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Hello, Sheila. Welcome to KBOO.
Thank you. Well, first about Carl Wilson, I believe he is online now. That's the latest I heard of him, and I personally don't like to watch or listen to a program online for some reason, but that's the Carl Wilson thing. KPOJ, a little background on that. I don't know how many people know who own KPOJ, but it's Clear Channel. Well, who owns Clear Channel? Mitt Romney. And I thought it was very interesting that it was pulled off during the election, the program. Now, also, what Mitt Romney is doing, again, Clear Channel is in very bad financial straits, which fits Mitt Romney's pattern of buying a company, running it to the ground, getting a lot of money out of it, and then it goes bankrupt. So that's the background on KPOJ that I've read. And one more thing is Congress. Now, this is not about the special election, but it's about a thing that is called lobbying, as though it's a nice, clean little thing. Lobbying is bribery. Bribery is a felony. And why they allow this, the only reason they'll never vote it out, is because you don't bite the hand that feeds you. So Congress is never going to get rid of lobbying, although it is bribery.
Thank you so much for your comments. I appreciate them.
You're welcome.
Have a fabulous day.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. 503-231-8187. We're getting down to the wire. We have more callers to come. Wow, this definitely is a Mark day. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm a little tired, so bear with me, if you please.
I will.
I don't know how Tom Hartman got his name in the hat here. It's the only name in. I didn't do the online thing, but no, I was thinking, if you're going to take local programming off the air, why don't you put, instead of having a Democratic shill on there, why don't you have somebody on there who maybe speaks the truth? Alex Jones is a name that I would think. I don't know if you know who Alex Jones
is. I do not.
Oh, goodness. It would be really beneficial to you, in my opinion, because I've listened to you for a good long time, and I think you're a very smart person. And
thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And otherwise, I wouldn't even bother calling you if I didn't have that opinion. So Alex Jones is a man who sort of speaks the truth or equally across the board for against the Democrats, the Republicans, or whatever brand, whatever they want to call themselves. This. And so he's a man who should be on there speaking the truth. I mean, if KABU is about truth, and I do believe it is to the best of their ability, y'all's ability, then that's a per- – I mean, how Hartman got on there, I mean, why not have Randy Rhodes? Why not have another one or Ed Schultz, any of the other shills on
right,
there?
Right.
It doesn't really make any sense to me how – I mean, to me, it's all – it's very kind of petting the kitty cat instead of bringing the lion of truth out, having Hartman on.
Yeah, I think that there is an audience for Hartman, right? I mean, he was on KPOJ for a long time, right? And apparently he was popular. So there's an audience for him. The
question, love Hartman.
Right.
I'll say it straight out.
Uh-huh.
I've learned a lot from the guy. He knows about, he's educated, he's intelligent, he's written 50 books or something. He's a down-to-earth Taurus, he's a constitutionalist type of guy,
right.
But he's an Obama apologist. And, we don't need any more of it. We need the truth with a big old capital T, in my opinion.
Well,
and as far as being progressive, I don't even really know what that word means, and I don't really even care. I mean, I think it means progress, and progress leads to truth in my way of looking at it.
Well,
I don't need, I'm just... I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything except I just think we need to tell the truth.
I totally agree with you on that. And
Hartman doesn't always do it, and that's the problem.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
You're very nice for having me on. Thank you.
It has been my pleasure to listen to you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. Okay, we've got a couple of more callers and a couple of more minutes that should work out very nicely. Hello, Roberta. Welcome to KABU.
Well, hi. I'm on. Yay.
Yay.
Okay. Kudos to that last caller, because I've been weighing both sides of the issue with Tom Hartman. I used to listen to his show faithfully. And, I agree. There should be more than one format. There should be another format on the air. There should be many. Anyway, but as far as Carl Wolfson, I just wanted to add a piece of information that he does live stream, and he's on right now, actually.
Ah.
He did a fundraiser, and he was able to have a morning show live streamed. The problem here, again, is this digital radio. It's not accessible to people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear them in the car. You can't hear them outside in the yard. You can't, you know, so that's about all I had to say.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate you holding. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And I think we have maybe one more caller we're going to... Hello, Dave. Welcome to K-Boo. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to say that I think I heard Tom Hartman on K-Boo one morning, possibly. Maybe I was listening to KPFK. I don't know. It was at a Pacifica station.
Uh-huh.
But I live here in Portland now, and I do listen to Tom Hartman every day, and I really would love to hear him back on terrestrial radio here in Portland, just because I think that he's very knowledgeable, and sometimes, you know, his show is not the easiest show to listen to because he'll bring people on that I vehemently disagree with, but I don't think that he ever agrees with these people, and I would not call him an apologist for Obama at all. I think that he, you know, during the election, for instance, he was very realistic about the choices we had, and I would choose Obama always over the alternative. There's no doubt about that. But I think that Hartman, as some of the other callers said, he's very, very, very smart, and he knows stuff, and he actually, the thing I like about him is he comes up with solutions, too, his ideas about solving our problems, which is awesome, too. I think his show is really worthwhile, and I'd love to hear it back on the air. I think it'd be great to hear him on K-Boo.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Hopefully you have gone to the KBOO.FM website and voiced your opinion.
I'm going to do it right now.
Excellent. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day. Well, it seems like this was a day about K-Boo and K-Boo's future, which is perfectly fine. You know, I'm so happy that I didn't have a guest today so that we could actually talk about the things that people wanted to talk about. If I'd had a guest, they'd have been a little annoyed that they would have spent all their time talking about K-Boo except what they wanted to talk about. So it was a win-win for everyone concerned. I would suggest that since people have such strong feelings about the programming here at K-Boo, that they make sure that their opinions are heard by contacting the station manager, by going to the KBOO.FM website and voicing your concern. We are community radio. Community radio has community at the forefront, and so your opinion matters. And it was perfectly good today to spend some quality time talking about your concerns. So I am Joanne Hardesty. You have been listening to Voices from the Edge. It has been my pleasure to be here, and I will see you next week, same time, same place, same station. Have a great day.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
Hey, good morning.
morning. It is 2 minutes before 9 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up on your Thursday morning lineup at 10 o'clock, it'll be Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15 today, Flashpoints features an interview with former British Secret Service officer Catherine Gunn, who blew the whistle on the bugging of the UN during the lead-up to the last Iraq war. Also, host Dennis Bernstein interviews Portland anti-war activist Brian Wilson about his fast in support of the release of the prisoners still held at Guantanamo. I missed one at 9:30 on Fight the Empire. Host Per Fogering speaks with Moji Aga, founder of the Mossadegh Legacy Institute, about the legacy of Dr. Mossadegh and the recent election of Hassan Rouhani as president. At 11 on KBOO, Between the Covers, host Ren Green speaks with award-winning writer Colm McCann about his new novel, Transatlantic, a meditation on identity and history. And at 11:30, Radio Zine welcomes Oregon Poet Laureate Paul Ann Peterson. She will read poems from her new full-length collection, Understory, and discuss her role as an ambassador of poetry with host Lee Ann Krantz. Thanks, KBOO members, for supporting this community radio station. If you're not a member, go online and find out how you can donate today. Go to kboo.fm. Stick around. Teresa Mitchell is up next with Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know, right after this.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
Wisdom of the Elders is committed to Native American cultural sustainability, multimedia education, and race conciliation. It especially seeks to correct misconceptions and prejudice, to bring health and wellness to Native people, and demonstrate how Indian culture has and is continuing to enrich our worlds. An Evening with Wisdom of the Elders, its second annual gala, is planned for Friday, June 21st, at 6:30 p.m. in the Rose Ballroom of the Ainsworth Event Center in Southwest Portland. The featured guest and keynote speaker will be Deanna D. Dart, Ph.D., curator of Native American art at the Portland Art Museum. Cedar Rose will perform a collaborative musical effort that focuses on traditional and contemporary Native American sounds formed by Karen Kitchen and Nico Wind. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side.